I'm Carrie Bringhurst during UPR Newsline. This is the second of a two-part conversation with Robert Gillies, the state climatologist for Utah and director of the Utah Climate Center. He, along with the center's assistant director, Simon Wang, have developed a forecast model that will help in predicting winter inversions. The forecast findings have been published in a scientific journal with the American Meteorological Society. During this conversation, Dr. Gillies talks about monitoring climate patterns and projections and how that could be beneficial to the public.
People have always said to me, well, we always have inversions and we've always had inversions. Yes, we have. But we haven't always had the human impact component in it, and especially in Cache Valley. So, of course, we have these increased traffic patterns. We have more industry, perhaps, and various aspects which are all emitting, pollutants of some form. And, of course, the big one that everyone's concerned about is particulate matter, 2.5 microns. And that, of course, has problems in many aspects for people who have respiratory conditions, long-term, lung function, things like that.
But basically, it's unhealthy for all of us.
Absolutely.
And it's also causing some problems as far as us being able to receive federal monies from the government. We're kind of coming under the gun for that as far as meeting those requirements. So it's something that has a political impact as well.
Well, yes. I mean, the EPA has standards of which you are not meant to exceed because it is detrimental to your population. And there are very good reasons for that. On the risk management side of things, the idea about being able to forecast when an occurrence is going to happen is important. But what is more important, I think, and this is what this model does, is it gives you the duration. So you could have a small inversion event for 1 or 2 days. That's not nearly as significant in building up the pollution levels as one that would occur for, say, 10 days or longer.
So this, in fact, would maybe give the Department of Air Quality an opportunity to say, look, we're going to have this inversion. It's going to last this amount of time. Begin to prepare now. If you need to make preparations to make it to a bus so that you don't have to take your car or some other methods of transportation, this gives you an opportunity to prepare for that.
Just like that. And also, people have called into the Climate Center saying, do we have this model up on our website? We don't, because the what we refer to as the R2O situation is important. That's research to operations.
Okay.
So you really want to look, you publish the paper and then you want to test it over a number of years. Plus, you want to get it into a form that the public would appreciate because they don't know what a geopotential height is, for example. So we want to obviously put it into a context that the public would be able to get that information in a way that they understand. As I said, people have called into the Climate Center and said, look, when it gets bad, I can't go out. So I need to make preparations for that. But other people will say, I want to know a good period of time that my relatives might come into Cache Valley. And I don't want them to be here when, there's an inversion that's going to last for 10 days, so to speak. If you're forewarned, you're forearmed, so to speak. And I think that's important for people to realize, also for people to realize who have, young children where their lungs are developing and things like that. Just having that information, don't sit there idling because you're producing a lot of noxious materials. And when there are maybe 10 to 12 families all sitting in a line there, they're producing something that is really affecting their children.
Well, we talked about how it could benefit those living in Cache Valley and in the state of Utah. What about national? Is this something that, say, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will begin to incorporate in their readings and their information?
Not specifically for the whole of the U.S., because this phenomena, as I said, is driven by, what happens in the Western Pacific. It's called the teleconnection. Now, that has a very specific sort of climatological pattern for the Intermountain West, which is not the same for the Midwest or the East Coast. So, yes, they could incorporate it specifically for our region, but not necessarily for the Midwest or elsewhere. But they are also affected in many ways by these patterns in the Western Pacific, and that might be another area of investigation.
Okay. Well, Dr. Robert Gilley, state climatologist and director of the Utah Climate Center here on the campus at Utah State University. He, along with the center's assistant director, Simon Wang, developed a forecast model and to help predict winter inversions. And it can be found in the journal with the American Meteorological Society. Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.